Good morning. Good morning. I imagine that most, if not all of us gathered here this morning at Holy Trinity are aware of the passing away of Trevor, our beloved vicar in Dorset last Tuesday. The impact of his loss will be felt most deeply by his wife Kate and their three sons, Johnny, Connor and Ben. And also his and Kate's wider family, several of whom are here this morning. To them, we offer our condolences and our love and support and our prayers. And of course, his loss is keenly felt by us too, his wider church family. It is also felt by members of our extended church family, both here in Richmond and beyond, many of whom have joined us here this morning, including the Bishop of Kingston. You are all welcome. This morning's short service offers us an opportunity to gather together, to reflect and comfort one another, and pray for Kate and the boys. The words within the songs and the hymn that we just sang express profound truths about the sure and certain hope that we have in Jesus. Kate, Johnny, Connor, and Ben. I think I speak on behalf of everyone here when I say there is a sense this morning that our words of comfort and condolence to you are insufficient and too limited to communicate the depth of sorrow that we feel for your loss in the light of Trevor's sudden departure. And today we stand united with you and say that his departure has created a huge void in our lives too. And because there are no words that can adequately express the sense of loss that we all feel today, we're going to return once more to God's word. In John's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Trevor has finished the race and will now spend eternity with Jesus. Yet those of us who knew him also knew him as someone whose whole being was consumed by his desire to proclaim the reality of the risen Jesus and its implications for everyone, both within this building and outside of it. And he did this with love, passion, and integrity. And because these things were at the foundation of who he was, God could use him, and did so in a wonderful way. He became God's instrument, God's man. And alongside Kate, and in conjunction with her own considerable gifts, God has used them both to bless others and extend the borders of his kingdom in TW9 and way beyond. As his curate, I couldn't have had a better trainer. He was first class, but he was more than that. I considered him a friend too. And as his curate for over 4 years, three things in particular stood out. Firstly, his passion to serve God and others. Trevor was a servant leader. Jesus was his model, and Trevor always sought to be more like him. And he had a deep desire that others should come to know Jesus too. Secondly, his love and devotion to his family. This would include both his immediate and wider family, both here in England and Northern Ireland, and also his church family here in Richmond. The third thing that stood out was his sense of humour and his love for Manchester United. The two aren't necessarily linked. Having said that, Trevor and I would have a meeting every Monday morning, and one of my abiding and now treasured memories from these meetings was that if Manchester United had won at the weekend, Trevor, in a state of animation, would from time to time relive that game at the meeting on the Monday morning. Did you see Ibrahimovic? What a goal. And what about Marcus Rashford? You will forgive me, I'm sure, if my impersonation of Trevor sounded more like the Reverend Ian Paisley rather than the Reverend Trevor Patterson. And then at the meeting, he'd ask me how my team, West Ham, had got on, at which point I would generally move the conversation on swiftly. So how do we, who are part of Trevor's church family, move forward in light of the shock, grief, and pain that we are currently feeling? Over the last few days, I've spoken to members of our church family here who've expressed feelings of confusion and doubt concerning the goodness of God, and even anger. And I believe that God says to you, to us, here this morning, that he gets it. He understands. He's not divorced from the emotions that are triggered by death and loss. Jesus stood weeping at the tomb of Lazarus, and he stands in solidarity with us here this morning. And I believe that Jesus would also say that at every stage on our journey of faith, he, the risen Christ, stands at the foot of the cross with his hand extended to us. And it's because of the cross, or rather, Jesus' willingness to embrace the shame and the pain associated with it. It's because of this that we have a church family here at Holy Trinity Richmond. It's because of the cross that Trevor is now with Jesus and is united with his Heavenly Father. And it's because of the cross that we too, you and I, will one day join Trevor and one another in heaven for eternity. Trevor's journey has ended. He's gone home. And understandably, with his sudden departure, there is a sense of acute sadness and loss. Our journey continues. And the risen Jesus is here amongst us by his Spirit today and ready to meet us at our point of need.